There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation. It was a rare and precious pearl, conceived in faith and liberty, home of the brave, land of the free. It was the envy of the world. But this shining city on a hill has turned from the Creator's will and let evil take control. Now the reckless men who lead them want to strip away their freedom and to steal their very soul. Now it's smoke and mirrors, switching bait, criticize and confiscate, and let the guilty walk away. In this once righteous, godly nation, in the halls of education, they forbid a child to pray. They say we need to spread the wealth. They pretend to guard the health of the feeble and the poor, while the hand they hold behind their back confuses and conceals the fact that the wolf is at the door. There's an unseen hand that pulls a string. It makes his little puppets dance to every song he sings. As the night folds in on a rising tide, look beyond the shadows, behold a pale horse ride.
Resurrected Republic Truth Radio broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, what we have been hearing is James O'Keefe from the Veritas Project reveal and expose some of the slimiest, absolutely worst activity we have ever seen. Of elections in this country.
The beauty of it is that just when you think it can't get any better than the WikiLeaks emails from Podesta, we get these videos from this incredibly great person, James O'Keefe. He's a hero. Yeah. And, you know, and man, a picture says a thousand words. And seeing this on video and seeing the expressions on these people's faces and just how demonic they are, it's just, it's off the charts. I mean, what can you say? This pure, unadulterated corruption.
Well, I tell you, you know, we just heard about this 69-year-old woman who was allegedly assaulted at a Trump rally. An arrest warrant was issued against someone. Now, this woman allegedly was COPD that was assaulted. We just heard she was a plant, an activist that worked for the DNC. And how disgusting. How disgusting. Arrest warrant issued in assault of woman at Donald Trump North Carolina rally. I'm looking at the Chicago Tribune. I just, you know, it blows my mind. I mean, it shouldn't. But, I mean, we know that politics is dirty. But this is dirt beyond dirt. Beyond dirt. Democrats, I tell you, my father was a Democrat. My father would be absolutely disgusted by the scumbaggery. I have to at least say, I mean, even though he was a Democrat most of his life, he was an honorable man. For the life of me, I cannot understand anyone that would support any organization that would have people using elderly women with COPD to create havoc and violence at campaign rallies. It is mind-numbing. What have we come to? What have we come to that we could elect? That's it. It's over. That in and of itself, having nothing to do with the criminality of the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Library and the creation of ISIS and the murder of four Americans in Benghazi.
Yep. How any person that calls themselves a Democrat, after putting all this together, you know, just as you were stating, just the corruption coming at you from every conceivable angle, and still call themselves a Democrat, still want to associate with this party? I mean, I'm no fan of the Republican Party either, folks. But I tell you what, you know. The core of this evil seems to be coming from the DNC. It's just off the charts. And, you know, for all the well-intended Democrats out there, you ought to think again. You really just ought to think again. Because look at who you would be associating with, you know. And Trump's no perfect guy by any stretch of the imagination, and he is indeed playing on game board B right now. And, but, you know, at least the guy's got some ethics. He would never do the stuff that we're listening to and we're seeing in these emails. It just, it's not who he is, and there's no evidence of him ever being like that. And even though he is a shrewd businessman and all that, but come on, being shrewd and being just completely, utterly corrupt and evil are two entirely different things. If you want to put the next few, you know, several years in the hands of Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump, man, I just seriously got to question your sanity, because even though, you know, both are in game board B, I tell you what, I'll take Trump on game board B over Hillary any day of the week. At least we'd have a much friendlier environment and a much more ethical environment to get back on game board A from. Making sense with all that,
well,
game,
you
board
know,
A, game board B.
It's amazing. It is absolutely amazing that this is... You know, the Chicago Tribune, I'm looking at this article, Wednesday, October 19th. I'm reading comments here. You guys got to, I mean, check this out. Here are the comments from this article. The article is arrest warrant issued in assault of woman 69 at Donald Trump, North Carolina rally. It goes on to say, you know, that she was there to oppose Trump and all of that, and how she got cold cocked. It goes on later to say that the police didn't make an immediate arrest because they had not witnessed the incident. And then it said, on Tuesday, police say they issued a warrant for Richard L. Campbell of Edisto Island, South Carolina, in connection with the assault on Teeter. He could not be located for comment. Now, I don't know if this man has been paid for. He was paid to do this because, of course, this 69-year-old woman, as an operative, as one of our people, that this scumbag said, the same person who has been just absolutely forthright on this hidden camera, saying that they deliberately hire people to go and create violence at these Trump rallies. It has to be one of those situations where this guy was paid to do it. I don't know if she knew that she was going to get cold cocked. I don't know about that, but listen to some of these comments from idiots. Listen to this. Trump's troglodytes can't shake the losing feeling. From Shecky Steen. Another one. Think of this as a teaching moment for Shirley. The lifelong protester went there looking for trouble, and she found it at the hands of a 73-year-old man. There's nothing more American than cracking some rabble-rouser in the mouth. I mean, these people are just... Wow. Who hits a woman, let alone an elderly woman, anyway?
Well, and chances are, they're both DNC operatives, but the right hand didn't know what the left hand was doing. This woman probably had no idea. She thought she was just going to go up there and rile things up and make some false claims. And then they send somebody else out and say, yeah, we got this operative out here, this woman, blah, blah, blah. And what we want you to do is you just go and cold cock her. And it's going to look totally real because she has no idea it's coming. I mean, that's just how evil these people are. I mean, they turn, you know, they'll eat their young. There's nothing they won't do.
Wow. It's just freaking wow, dude.
I couldn't agree with you.
Nothing in the Chicago Tribune that I see. Nothing in the Chicago Tribune about this man's admission that she was a rabble rouser for the DNC. A word. This is what they call journalism today. That in and of itself, first of all, to put out a story like this, and for this information to now be known, for the Chicago Tribune not to publish a story telling the truth about this video, about James O'Keefe, and about what this man admitted, about this woman being specifically one of their operatives, is more than negligent. Wow.
I know.
I can't get past wow.
Yeah, it's just kind of flabbergasting, isn't it?
Holy cow, man. All right, we have a part two of the Veritas Project. Mike, do you
I
have
hope
that?
This is what I think it is.
All right, hang on 1 second. We're going to pause it right there. I just wanted to know if you had it up. We have two callers on the line I want to get to, but we get into this second part of the Veritas Project. Reb in Colorado. Reb, go ahead.
Hello, Bubba Scout Reb. We're phone around America today. Lakewood, Colorado.
Oh, wait. How's it going, brother? We got to make this short because we got a clip on the Veritas Project.
They're getting rattled. They criminally trespassed on our north residence of the two residents of Lakewood, Colorado. Lakewood PD, Muchiaji Guinea, government intruder, no intelligence. They know their number is up. The people around America are going to blow this story up. And you're a reporter. I mean, they understand this top levels of the government. You talk to that National Command Center. We're federal witnesses. Turn us loose. We'll put a hold to all this crap real damn quick. It's all about dope. And they know the public is the most dope. Remember, when you want to get on what you call Game Board A, that means store and order first. You know, when they had Game Board A, not everybody got a vote. They weren't going to let strong backs and weak minds vote. They didn't let that happen. It was for the people of intelligence who own things. They got to vote. If you want to go back to where it started, not everybody got to vote. This is the Soviet system. Everyone gets to vote. None of them count.
It's a democracy.
That's all you got to remember. It's not at the local level.
I'm a big democracy.
This is an enemy attack on America. You want the military to crush it. It's that simple.
Yes, sir. Well, I thank you for that, Reb. We got to get to this Veritas clip. Thank you for calling in, brother. It's always good to hear from you. We have Jason in Boston. Jason in Boston.
Hey, guys. I'm trying to experiment with some headphones on. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Excellent. Okay. So my voice is rather subdued right now. And when I call into Dr. Bill Deagle, when I call into Mike Rivero, when I call into John Moore, and when I call into you guys and Kelso and everyone else on the wonderful RBN network, which is the premier truth network live radio, as far as I'm concerned, I'm pretty much known as a hothead. And I'm going to be deliberately subdued tonight because obviously you guys watched the debate, correct?
We ran the debate live, yes.
Yeah, I watched it on the live stream. And I know everyone in the quote-unquote alternative media, which is the real media, as we know, was looking for some sort of knockout punch, this and that, this and that. What I saw, after having a personal experience with living with a sociopath for 6 months and working with this individual, and he's dead now, he killed himself with alcohol, thank God the world's a better place that he's gone, but what I saw from Hillary is a sociopath who has probably, let's be conservative, 100 people probably advising her in terms of what to say. And Trump being a real, straight-talking, honest, good man who has made some mistakes in the past but really wants to do good for the country. But in terms of the way, and I'm 32 years old, but I remember hearing stories about, what was it, the JFK-Nixon debate? Correct me if I'm wrong. I don't want to sound like an idiot. Correct me if I'm wrong. One won the debate on the radio, but one won the debate on televised.
Yep, yep. Yeah, because Nixon was all sweat.
Right. So all I'm trying to say is, I guess I just really wanted to give you my background and then ask a question. And if you guys want to keep me on as long as you want, cool. Or
well, go ahead and ask your question. We're trying to get to Project Bear.
I know. Yes, I understand their
second part.
I get it. You
this is our basket of deplorables, friend, right?
Correct.
Yes. This is our deplorable friend.
Exactly me. C-130 and Jujubot and all them, they're probably listening. Maybe not. I haven't talked to them tonight, but because I was watching the debate. But I don't think that fraction of, because people who support Trump are not going to leave him. And the idiots, I'm sorry to say it that way, but the stupid people who are supporting this demon Hillary are not going to leave her.
So it's I get that. You got to ask your question, brother. We got to get to this clip.
Okay,
so we can have enough time.
I'll ask my question. I'll take it off the air. Do you think tonight's debate made a difference, and is it going to sway any voters in favor of saving this country? Because if Hillary Clinton gets in, welcome to biblical judgment, and everything Dr. Bill Deagle says, and I'll take my answer off the air, okay?
All right, thank
you. Can I hit that first, Tom?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Really quick, I don't think, from what I heard, Hillary didn't do anything that's going to take undecided or Trump voters and put them her way. But I actually do believe that Trump made enough good points that he very well could have swayed a few undecideds and maybe even a couple of former Hillary supporters. So, you know, I don't think he had a knockout punch or, you know, anything like that. But I do think that, you know, there's some undecideds that, you know, he might have said enough to sway them his way, but I don't think Hillary did, I don't think, change anybody's mind, that's for sure.
Okay, and my position is this. There have been a lot of people who have been, you know, the liberals that have taken the position that this thing with the email was really nothing more than what was it in Hillary Clinton's language? A vast right-wing conspiracy. Okay, well, here's the thing. Tonight, the one thing that I noticed and that really piqued my attention was when they got into the emails, she immediately went after Russia for trying to steer the election. Notice how she did not deny the contents of any of the emails. And notice how she did not refute any specific reports on said emails. Now, if she had, I'm going to tell you from lawyers, this is what I was watching out for. if she had, somebody probably could have taken her to court. Because, you know, here's an allegation. Is it slander? Well, there have been people that have directly leveled their sights at Hillary Clinton and have reported these events. She's got to be extremely careful about how she dances with this. Now, any Democrats out there, like my father, and there are a lot of good Democrats out there. I know that you guys are going to probably fall out of your chairs when you hear me say that. But having known the character of my father, who was a Democrat, I can promise you that if any of those honorable, honest Democrats out there heard and read and have realized the contents of these emails, at this point, they would have to be morally bankrupt to go with her. Now, there are some who have themselves ideologically brainwashed. They suffer from cognitive dissonance, and they're not going to see it. They don't want to see it. They stick their fingers in their ears, their head in the sand. Many of them, a lot of them. But I believe that this latest WikiLeaks release, along with Project Veritas and showing the deliberate violence that has been being caused, there is no self-respecting, honorable Democrat who believed at any point in time that the violence at these Trump rallies were based upon the Trump supporters. They cannot go with her at this point. They may have gone with Sanders. I don't think that the people like my father, who were more honorable, could do that. So, yes, I think the combination of the debate, along with certain irrefutable revelations about certain activities that this criminal Clinton has been involved in, will sway some Democrat votes. I believe that. Now, keep in mind, folks, that you're tuned into Red Rector Republic, where I have to, as a disclaimer, tell you again, just in case I have any of my listeners out there going, oh man, he's bought into this presidential stuff. This is still the de facto.
Yep.
The government is acting on jurisdictions that are way out of control. And not only out of control, but unlawful usurpations, all of the things that President Andrew Johnson said many, many, many years ago that it would make the law itself unlawful. That being said, I try to be, now you know this show, you know this network is more on the conservative side. However, there are some things that I am deeply concerned with Trump and Pence. Pence being one of the things that I'm concerned with. Another one of the things that I'm concerned with is the stop and frisk comments that Trump has made, touting the stop and frisk as being such a great idea, you know, it reduced crime and, well, listen.
The horrible idea. You could freaking do crime, horrible.
If you had a totalitarian army that moved into a city and arrested everybody that moved, yeah, you would reduce crime. So those are my concerns. And I think
You're forgetting one, Tom.
No, go ahead.
Repeal Obamacare and replace it. Well, the repeal part I'm fine with, but the replacement part I'm not fine
with. I have a problem with the federal government.
Yeah, exactly. He's just right there, big time, game board B, right there.
Yes. Now, that being said, I have to be fair, and I think that these are fair assessments of our concerns. Now, does that make it unfixable, unapproachable? Of course not. However, what we have to understand that we have to get together and we have to put pressure on any one of these politicians. Let's say Trump gets into office. We cannot, because he gets into office, if he's elected president, we can't just sit back and go, oh, what a relief, and then just, you know, take a seat, you know, sit back and relax. If that happens, and we all hope that Hillary doesn't get in, although with the fraud that they're committing, I would be very surprised at this point if Trump had an organic 75% of the population that went with him. I'd still be surprised if he won, only because of the fraud. We still have to understand that if he wins, we have to pressure every one of these congressmen. We need a number of congressmen. We need a number of senators. In Congress, we need 214 is the magic number. I believe that. So we cannot relax. We cannot give up. While we realize that this jurisdiction is what it is, we have to govern ourselves accordingly and try the best that we can to bring them as close to or back towards the true law that this was meant to be. You guys heard me read the Massachusetts Constitution last night. I mean, for Pete's sake, how far away from that have we gone?
About a billion miles.
It's mind-blowing. Anyway, Project Veritas, we're going to get to. Are we have any commercials coming up here, or are we doing them, or what? Okay, so when we go, after we come back from break, folks, we're going to share with you the second part of Project Veritas. Now, this Ken O'Keefe, he's no joke, man. I tell you, I'm surprised this guy's still alive. Oh, James O'Keefe, I'm sorry. I keep thinking of Kenny. Yeah, James O'Keefe. I'm really surprised. Thank you for that. I'm surprised that he's still alive. I really am. Now, also, coming out of the Free Thought Project, the Clinton Foundation hacked, exposing mega donor list. The donors, another massive pay-to-play. We go back now to this Guccifer, which, you know, they say he's a Russian hacker or whatever. And I don't care what country he comes from. I don't care what his goals are. When you bring forward the truth, you bring forward the truth. And exactly. I tell you that the corruption, the level of corruption and the jobs that people got, the connections that they got through the State Department, thousands of donors, their employees' titles, contributions. It's just, it's insane. The list is we just sent it out on Twitter, on my Facebook, Google Plus, and I can't wait until our website is up and running again so that I can start publishing these documents. We have documents from Oregon. We have documents from that show the Clinton Foundation tied to, you know, Uranium One and far more than that. And we also have the other Clinton documents that we're going to be uploading to the site for all of you to read them there, too. You can, of course, go to WikiLeaks, but we want copies. We want our own copies because I have a lot of homework to do. We'll be back after a few words from our sponsors, Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast on RBN.
When we make our paychecks, hey, sit it down, don't be a jerk.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Angioprim can unclog blocked arteries and improve blood flow in all parts of your body. Angioprim is oral chelation. Easy, simple, liquid oral chelation. You take it with juice before breakfast and forget about it. Angioprim works fast, unlike old-fashioned chelation that takes hours. Just log on to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim, A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M, angioprim.com. Angioprim users say they have more energy, more strength, more endurance. Increased circulation and blood flow will make all your body parts work better. Log on to angioprim.com to get more information on how you can get started and start feeling better, having fun, and doing more again. Lots more. Talk to a trained Angioprim consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221. Or log on for complete information. Angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Find out how Angioprim can work for you. Get the facts about Angioprim at angioprim.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Broadcast on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We ran the debate live, and I tell you, it was interesting. But now we are getting into Project Veritas, second clip on the crazy DNC involvement of this corrupt, twisted, and maniacal organization and the Clinton campaign. Run clip two.
You could fuck your mother in front of the governor and not go to church.
I assume you don't go off and have these conversations anyway.
No.
But this is...
No, absolutely. So, no.
However, other people can make things happen that you don't need to know about.
We talk about lots of things that we don't talk about.
You know what? We've been busting people in to deep fucking assholes for 50 years, and we're not going to stop now.
This is part two of our undercover investigation into the dark, backroom dealings of the Hillary Clinton campaign. Part one blew up on social media, with many Americans wondering why the mainstream media wasn't covering the story. In fact, Project Veritas Action had television exclusives lined up around the country. Those television stations spiked the story at the last minute. Our sources tell us the reason they did so was fear of retaliation and retribution from a future Hillary Clinton administration. Truth is dangerous, especially when it challenges those in power. In this video, Democratic operatives tell us how to successfully commit voter fraud on a massive scale.
Not for union guys. They'll do bad.
Oh, yeah.
You won. They're rock and roll.
So I'm basically deputy rapid response director for the DNC for all things Trump on the ground. Nobody's really supposed to know about me.
You know what I'm saying? We have mentally ill people, and we pay to do shit. Make no mistake.
This guy named Cesar Vargas is his name.
I got a priest to cry on camera once.
You know, Brad, Bob, and Lux, and myself are all part of the old school method where it doesn't matter what the freaking legal and ethics people say. We need to win this motherfucker.
So, Bob is really good friends with him, and talked to him this afternoon, and they are all in. If we can get $25,000, they're all in.
Our investigators wanted to find out what it would take to get the highest favorable turnout. Democratic Politico Scott Fovell was our target, and he was more than willing to lead us through the process of how to rig an election.
We did them when we were in charge, too. So
what did we do?
We did the exact same thing. Only we manipulated the vote with money in action, not with laws.
It's a very easy thing for Republicans to say, well, they're busting people in. Well, you know what? We've been busting people in to deep fucking asshole for 50 years, and we're not going to stop now. We're just going to find a different way to do it. So, I mean, I grew up with that idea. You know, they used to bus people out to Iowa. If we needed people out there, we used to bus people out to Iowa.
When we met Scott Fovell, he worked for People for the American Way, an organization funded in large part by George Soros. He now works for Americans United for Change. It's a nonprofit that claims to, quote, move America in a new, better direction, unquote. With guys like Fovell working for them, we wonder what direction that might be.
When I do this, I think you're an investigator first.
Good, yeah, work backwards, yes. Yeah, that's great.
I used to do the investigation.
Yeah.
Different method. I think backwards from how they would prosecute if they could, and then try to build out the method to avoid that.
The plan that was discussed was how to bring people from one state into another state to vote illegally.
They could invalidate. Well, okay, let's just say in theory, if a major investigation came up of major vote fraud that way, how would they prove it and who would they charge?
Are they going to charge each individual?
Oh, sorry. Are they going to charge each individual with vote fraud?
See, that's
what I'm saying. Are they going to go after the facilitator for conspiracy, which they could prove?
And
one thing, if all these people drive up in their personal cars, there's a bus involved. That changes the dynamic.
So it's the legality.
Well, yeah. Because you can prove conspiracy if there's a bus.
Yeah.
If there are cars, it's much harder to prove.
And there's enough money.
If there's enough money, then you have to drive their POV.
Absolutely.
Or you have them drive rent.
Yeah, with Wisconsin license plates.
Absolutely. Well, you can't have them with Wisconsin license plates because rentals here, most of them don't have Wisconsin license plates.
Wow.
But there's this thing called used car auction. Used car auction. The titles belong to some unknown company. They're company cars.
And you know, these are multiple employers. These are not all one employer.
Use shell companies.
Yeah.
Cars come from one company, the paychecks come from another. There's no bus involved, so you can't prove that it's en masse.
There you go.
So it doesn't tip people off.
There you go.
That's what I'm saying.
See, okay, yeah. So now I'm starting to see that. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
When I do this, I think you're an investigator first.
Good, yeah. Work backwards, yes. Yeah, that's great.
I used to do the investigation.
Yeah.
Different method. I think backwards from how they would prosecute if they could, and then try to build out the method.
You're saying shell company.
It's a car
that they use.
Has a Wisconsin license.
Get around the law.
And is owned by a third entity. Then it's much harder to prove that these people.
Very noisy.
Looking for them in the first place.
Well, a bus is something that you're not, that you're not looking for.
Exactly.
You are looking for.
Yeah.
A car.
Our journalist helped brainstorm with Fovell on how to come up with addresses for their phony voters.
Now, if we just have the canvassers logging the homes, they don't even have to. They don't even have to know
why
they're doing it.
Put a mark on it
and say this address. You know, we have moved, but moves could mean someone else moved in.
You take that data and you flip it out and you give it to people and you have people download it. That's brilliant. I love it.
So yeah, and you know, it sort of depends.
Deputy political director for people for the American way.
They just need to be told.
In fact, you don't want them to.
Right.
The question is whether when you get caught by a reporter, does that matter? Because does it turn into an investigation or not? In this case, in this state, the answer is no. Because they don't have any power to do anything.
Right. So this is sort of maybe not stuff for the general, but stuff to maybe hold off until...
No, I think you could do it for the general.
Yeah, multiple states.
Okay.
So what you do is you implement the plan on a much bigger scale.
Uh-huh.
You implement a massive change in state legislatures and in Congress.
Uh-huh.
So you aim higher for your goals. And then you implement it across every Republican-held state.
I'll let you know where
so starting on the grassroots.
That's honestly the ripest environment to do it in. Within striking distance. Michigan, Indiana. The least restrictive donation caps and cut campaign finance laws and investigation and any investigative arms and any of that. Like, they have weakened it so bad in these three states. You could fuck your mother in front of the governor and not go to jail. If you had enough money to go like this.
Fovell then told our journalist that he knew the guy.
You could have relations with your mother in front of the governor and not go to jail. This from the political director and people for the American way.
I'm the white hat. Democracy Party is kind of the white hat. I will probably end up being a partner there at some point. Because our philosophy is the same.
Bob Cramer founded Democracy Partners in 2011. He is the husband of Jan Schakowsky, a Democratic congresswoman from Chicago, and in 2005 he pled guilty on tax violations and bank fraud. He was convicted and sentenced to 5 months in prison and 11 months of house arrest.
One of the things that Steve was talking to Scott about and passed on to me, and I think it's one of the reasons why I got in touch with you, he envisioned, you know, what do you need to be able to vote in some of these new voter rolls? What do you really need?
Right.
Okay. What makes you a citizen? And if you look at that checklist, it's an ID card of any kind that shows you who you are,
right?
And a pay stub that shows you're getting paid at a local address someplace.
I mean, to get registered.
Yeah, to get registered.
Yeah.
So you go in and register. If you have those two things, you're registered to vote.
Yeah.
So if you... Let's say I had a business inside of, say, Illinois or Michigan, and I hired people, and I had addresses for them. I could write them checks for those. I could use them as day laborers or whatever and use them and find my way around voter registration laws for Hispanics. That's one thing. I'm actually, that idea, when he gave it to me, I was like... That sounds like something we could register huge numbers of people that way. Well, that kind of thing kind of stuck in my craw when he mentioned it to me.
All right, let me, on that front, I'm going to write down these options. Let me see if I can chat with the people who are most involved in Hispanic voter registration.
Okay.
And, let's see what their thoughts are. I mean, there are a couple of different organizations that are, that's their big trick.
Okay, yeah, if you know folks that you can put me in touch with, okay, like, what if I, you know.
Well, how if you do this? I mean, this is very important, this stuff. Turnout is huge, dude, boo.
Because Bob Kramer is diabolical, and I love him for it.
Yeah.
I've learned so much from that man over the last 20 years, I can't even tell you. And he calls me to be his firefighter a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Because there are people who, in our movement, who will not do what it takes to get shit done. And I am not that person. I'm the one they send when everything has gone to shit. So he spends a lot of time on the phone with my boss, actually, like asking for me to go places that I don't go.
We had our donor set up a second meeting with Bob Kramer to see how he could help put this voter fraud plan into motion.
This is re-enfranchising voting. That's how I look at it. Okay? If I could, through my company, employ these people for a day, okay, or for a week, or for a month, okay, and I could find work for them, useful work for them, and issue corporate IDs for them.
Here's my fear. We can run this by our lawyers.
Okay.
My fear is that someone would decide that this was a big vote fraud scheme.
Somebody would decide that this is a big vote fraud scheme.
Kramer hesitated to help our donor pull off the voter fraud scheme that Fovell created.
Bob came back to me and asked me, what is he talking about? I told him what we were talking about.
But you then?
And he said, well, I'm not going to touch that with a 10-foot pole now.
Right.
I go, nor should you.
Good advice.
Nor should you.
Okay.
He goes, good, I'm glad we're on the same page there. I said, however, other people can make things happen that you don't need to know about. And he goes,
so that's... That's where I think this goes.
Yeah.
But you do understand he's still going to have to know about it.
Mr. Kramer?
Yes.
Well, I mean, is that okay as long as it's outside of... Okay. Now...
We talk about lots of things that we don't talk about.
Fovell told us about a guy in New York that works with Kramer a lot. We wondered if he was the guy who could pull off the voter fraud scheme.
This guy named Cesar Vargas is his name. So Bob is really good friends with him, and talked to him this afternoon.
Vargas is an interesting character. He is the co-founder of the Dream Action Coalition, a New York lawyer and a dreamer himself. Born in Mexico, Vargas is an undocumented alien.
What he was in simplest terms, was that this idea, and Scott made it seem possible, but said it wasn't possible to have it.
Essentially getting a bunch of people on a bus, taking them around the country, they legally can vote,
so they can vote. At the same time, they're also
getting work permits under different names, and again, voting on behalf of people who cannot vote.
Right. Yeah, I was to say that, you know, can we make something, especially within the midterm elections in 2018.
So I think it's about for us to see who the next president is. If it is Donald Trump, it even makes more sense. The issue will be more credible and much more opportunity for us to jump in and do this.
The Secretary Clinton and the 49D laws are.
Secretary Clinton, the voting ID laws are loosening and we have much more opportunity for people to vote. Then we'll do that. We cross that bridge, I can tell you're the one who can possibly help us do that.
You don't go off and tell these conversations to anybody.
No.
Because this is...
No, absolutely. As an activist,
she admits that it's voter fraud.
This problem.
We have to do a better job of making our people do what they're supposed to do. Not asking them, making them. Not expecting them and taking them for granted, but beating the shit out of them and making them like voters.
Yeah.
America, our series of videos from this investigation will continue up until the election. People ask me, James, what can I do? Here's what you can do. Send this video to every single person you know. Demand
the mainstream media play these tapes, email the journalists, tweet at the journalists. And remember, the truth is dangerous, especially when it challenges those in power.
Wow. I just, what was very hard to hear, but what you see is this guy from People from the American Way. This is that group that's affiliated with Right Wing Watch that marked me for being an anti-government, whatever it is. These people have the nerve, as we're standing for the Republic, trying to honor the Constitution. These same people, the PFA, the People for the American Way, this Doval character, this guy is outright openly planning voter fraud. It is so absolutely mind-numbing that these people are walking amongst us without being under a prison somewhere. And people like me are the problem to them, right? I'm the problem because I want them to go by the Constitution. That makes me anti-government. That makes me a terrorist. That makes me all of these buzzwords that People for the American Way want to make us out to be. All the while, they're openly and completely violating the law in everyone's faces all the time, creating havoc at rallies, creating violence at rallies, and I'm the problem. I'm on the no-fly list.
Well, they can call.
Oh man, amazing!
Well, they can call you Anti-Government Services Corporation, and wear that as a badge of honor. But what they are is anti-American. Period. They are absolute. This scumbags, oh gosh.
Communitarian communists, man.
Yeah, and they're of the lowest order of communists. They make communists look bad, really. It's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And they're walking among us. Is anybody going? Is the FBI going after them now with these revelations?
I tell you what, if mainstream media doesn't start playing these videos exposing this, if this isn't on these mainstream media outlets, I don't care what their affiliations are, how they lean. You know, media we already know is controlled and dead. I wish more people would tune in to this network than even do. Because, you know, we might have a couple bumps in the road here and there, and we may not have the colors and the flash and the flash rate to keep people hypnotized and mesmerized as they watch that idiot box. But at least here they'll get the truth. I even tell the truth about people we lean for. Look, do you think it makes me happy that I have there's aspects about Trump and Pence that I have to bring up that I'm not crazy about? Man, I'm not blind, man. I'm not controlled, and we tell the truth. When I'm unhappy about something, I speak my mind. These people are so ideologically mind screwed. I mean, do you hear what this guy says? In this state, you can pretty much what did he say? Screw your mother in front of the governor and not have anything happen to you as long as you have the right money and the right plate people. Wow. Wow. Who talks like that? Who talks like that?
Oh, man.
Jeez.
Unbelievable.
You know, WTF, bro.
Yep.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say.
Well, that's, I'm just sitting here trying to think of, you know, what can we say about this? I mean, I think it speaks for itself. It's really the bottom line. I mean, if people that listen to this and watch these videos and read these emails coming from WikiLeaks, if this doesn't just completely shatter their paradigm and what they thought was true.
Hey, Mike, you hear me there. I want Mike to bring up I sent Mike a clip, clip one of tonight. This is CNN. This is a CNN commentator. I believe he's a brother of a governor. I forget what state it is. It's a really short clip, and we have enough time. I want to share this. I want you to listen very carefully. And, Mike, when you roll this and it comes to the end of it, of the end of what this man says at CNN, back it up and play it again before the very end. You'll understand what I'm talking about when we get there. Roll that when you get a chance there.
Also interesting is, remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us. And in full disclosure, let's take a look at what is in there and what it means. Joining us now, CNN. Stolen.
All right, go back. It's different for the media.
So everything you learn. Also interesting is, remember, it's illegal to possess these stolen documents. It's different for the media. So everything you learn about this, you're learning from us. And in full disclosure, let's take a look at what is in there and what it means. Joining us now, CNN.
CNN says about the emails. CNN says, if you read or you possess these emails, it's against the law. You'll learn it from us, and you'll know what it says because you'll learn it from us.
Oh, man.
Oh, that video, I enjoyed making that, man. I found this
video. Don't you dare.
Did you hear that laugh? Did you hear that laugh at the end?
That's yeah. Leave that up to CNN.
We're going to learn from CNN. That'll be the day.
I think that was Cuomo on that clip.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. It was a Cuomo, yeah.
Yeah, oh, that guy. Hey, the real piece of work, I'm telling you. Oh, my gosh.
Illegal for you to read or possess. Clinton Podesta files or the emails from WikiLeaks. We'll disseminate that information. You'll learn it from us.
Yeah, we'll
with,
let you know.
Diane Feinstein's journalist with bona fide credentials that Feinstein wanted all journalists, all official journalists, to have bona fide credentials. Her exact words. I kid you not. That journalists had to have government IDs and permission slips. Oh, you absolute communist cow!
Never end.
Oh yeah, that was Cuomo. It's no big surprise there. The apple doesn't fall too far from the tree there, boy.
No.
Do you or someone blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.